News. Now, from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. St. Louis County's top prosecutor is urging people to be patient with the investigation into the shooting of an unarmed teenager by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. Prosecutor Bob McCullough said Wednesday social media is helping make information more available to the public and spreading it faster, but that could hurt the case. Meantime, protests are once again turning violent in Ferguson. Last night, police fired tear gas into a crowd of demonstrators, also arresting and harassing reporters who were covering the story. The Pentagon says a possible evacuation mission on Iraq's Mount Sinjar is far less likely. A U.S. assessment team found there are fewer Yazidi refugees on the mountain than previously feared, and they are in better condition than originally thought. The Pentagon said Wednesday the U.S. will continue to provide humanitarian assistance as needed. North Korea fired three rockets into the Sea of Japan shortly before Pope Francis arrived in South Korea earlier today. A South Korean Defense Ministry spokesman says the rockets did no damage. The Pope arrived in Seoul to begin a five-day visit. The man that supplied the drugs that killed a Marathon County man will spend the next 10 years in prison. We get more from Raymond Newport.
31-year-old Lucas Zulke pled no contest on Tuesday to reckless homicide and the death of 30-year-old Thomas Knickerbocker. Police reports say Zulke sold $100 worth of high-grade heroin to Knickerbocker's girlfriend, Nicole Creed, in March of 2013. Creed gave the drugs to Knickerbocker, and the man was later found dead in his home from an overdose. Judge Greg Grau has ordered Zulke to also serve 10 years on extended supervision and pay restitution. Creed is currently facing charges of delivering heroin and bail jumping. She'll be back in court for a status conference August 19th. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
A Plover man will be charged with two convenience store robberies that took place on Monday and another robbery that happened July 21st. Stevens Point Police Department Sergeant Tony Bobble says they have asked the DA to charge 29-year-old Kenneth Grohulski with two counts of robbery and theft for the crimes at Southside BP and Westside Mobile on Monday and another count of attempted robbery from a July incident at Westside Mobile. A second person has died from a Wood County traffic accident that happened a week ago. The crash on August 6th instantly killed 96-year-old Ruth Reuter, who was a passenger in a car driven by 80-year-old Linda Knapp. Wood County investigators say they were notified by St. Joseph's Hospital officials that Knapp passed away from her injuries on Wednesday morning. Also, Marathon County's DA is asking the court to find the driver of last Friday's crash that killed two teens delinquent. The adjourned initial appearance was held Wednesday afternoon in juvenile court for the 16-year-old girl who was unlicensed and behind the wheel when she lost control of the large sport utility vehicle. The vehicle with 10 young people under 18 years old were traveling to the Eau Claire Dells Park to go swimming when the crash occurred. 12-year-old Rayleigh Stevenson and 12-year-old Desiree Landowski died from their injuries. Meanwhile, Landowski will be laid to rest later today, as Larry Lee reports.
Desiree Landowski was a seventh grader at Horace Mann Middle School in Wausau and was known to frequently fix her hair, nails, and clothing to look nice. In fact, the 12-year-old was thinking about going to the local beauty college so she could help others look their best. Landowski was also looking forward to being with the school's dance group this year. That promising future ended after a fatal one-vehicle crash last Friday when a large sport utility vehicle with 10 youngsters crashed on the way to the Eau Claire Dells swimming area. The Peterson Kramer Funeral Home in Wausau is handling the funeral arrangements. Visitation is at their 6th Street location starting at 3 o'clock, and the funeral starts at 6. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Wausau's city council narrowly chose next April over this November for a referendum about the future of city government. Some city leaders have questioned if it's time for Wausau to switch from a strong mayoral governing system to having a city administrator instead. Recent problems involving city staff members have put spotlights on the issue. Some council members want to let the public vote on the issue during the upcoming November election when voter turnout is expected to be high. One of them is Keene Winters.
If I want to go to referendum, I want the most participation, I want the greatest sample, I want to hear the most amount of voices from the public, and that can only happen in the November.
The vote was close, rejecting the November referendum on a 4-5 vote. A 10-1 vote then accepted an April 2014 advisory referendum in a yes or no format. And North Central Technical College is opening up a new partnership with Sheboygan-based Lakeland College to offer a dual enrollment program. Student Services VP Dr. Lori Borowitz says the program is an extension of their partnership programs with other schools.
Students will be dually admitted to both colleges with one application. They will seamlessly transition after receiving their associate's degree from NTC into a Lakeland bachelor's degree. We'll have one advisor helping them.
And that's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News. station, WSAU.